KI4LZ Port. KI4LZ Port, going back to 130 and see if it's on my end.
KK4FQ. Looks like they decided they didn't like listening to my voice, Andy. KK4FTU.
Richard, KI4LZ Port.
Yeah, I'm here, KK4FTU. He apparently decided he didn't like listening to my voice over there, Andy.
There's something certainly going funny. I was making sure it wasn't here my HT, but I can key this enough, so. And they're on the same tire, so it's definitely got to be something funny going on with that one. You heard what I said, but, Patrick told me that W400C Keith was looking for KJ4UHF Jack, and I left a message with John about it, but I hadn't heard anything out of John about it and where I'm at here, especially now with the leaves on the tree. Cell phone service is totally dead, so I don't know if he got the message or not. I would assume he probably did, though.
I'm saying, John said he told him he has the same feeling everybody else does, that phone works both ways, so when Jack wants to talk, he'll talk, but he may be sandbagging, don't know, KK4FTU.
LZ Portable, well, that's what I heard Patrick say, and I told Patrick that I hadn't heard Jack on the radio itself in quite some time, and he'd have to probably catch him some other way, or like I said, I left a message with John on the leave with him if he talked to him. So that's really the best we can do.
But because I like talking with Jack, but John says he seems to think everybody's out to get him.
I hope he got the message off his answer machine that Keith was looking for Jack, and I'm assuming the way it sounded like it had something to do with frequency. He was wanting to know something about.
Did all we can do. We passed the message along, so good to hear you back, Earl. Yeah, we got cut off the other one. Apparently they got tired of listening to me.
And Sheba's got to go outside. She has to go outside, because if I don't, she'll take me outside with her.
She'll bury you in it if you don't move when she wants you to, KK4FTU.
KK4HXB, I told you that I took my hoe niggers and dug down about 4 or 5 feet and dropped a stake down in there, and she dug my hole for my outhouse.
You didn't throw her another one so she could get out, did you?
Him used IC211 for 2 meters.
Got him a ICOM 7300.
300 won't do 2 meters. It only does 6 meters up in the HF. It won't do 2 meters.
Oh, well, then I need to do some more researching.
They don't all have, some has 2 meters on them and some don't, but best I remember what I read about it, that won't do 2 meters. 6 meters, yes, but 2 meters, it doesn't have that on it.
It does.
Yeah, let me check this out right quick. I'll be right back. KK4HXB Friday.
Check them real close. I was just glancing through it and reading about it, but I don't think the 7300 has 2 meters on it. KI4LZ portable.
Well, he wanted, so, you know, let me research it.
610 does, and that was a replacement for the 746. But I did see on the Gigaparts website that the 705 has 2 meters and 440.
flying out with the 705 right now, so I'm not really that overly familiar, but I've heard some others also that uses this repeater, the 610 here, talking about having the 7300 too. They're good, real good HF radios, but I don't think that they'll go down to 2 meters, so.
I'm looking towards a Kenwood 590.
For him. Does the 590 have 2 meters on?
I'm reading as we speak.
The way you're talking, you want to get him something that's all mowed, all banging. And if you do, you need to make sure it's got 2 meters there, too.
It has VHF, but I believe the 7610 is the only other one that has both of them that's in a price range that anybody normal could afford.
Good at that. I'm going back with a TS-2000, see what those are going for at this point in time.
Say here a while, here a little bit back, they're not making the TS-2000 anymore, are they?
I don't know. I'm kind of wondering that myself because I pulled it up a couple times and said not available.
They may not be. They're always coming out with new things, but if you're looking for something for someone that's got all mode, all band, and they want 2 meters also, not all, as you well know, not all HF rigs are going to have 2 meters, just certain ones.
It's a good HF radio. Like I said, it's got a better antenna tuner than the TS-480.
Got those myself.
If you're getting it with to have 2 meters on it too, I don't believe it's got 2 meters on it. ZOTR talk a lot about having a 590 and I know I'd never heard him say anything about it having 2 meters on it.
For the longest, I used my Yaesu 850. What is it? Let me look over here. I can't see it. 857D. I used it for 2 meters and never used it on HF.
That's one of the few, just as he was saying, Richard, saying about the 7100. There's certain ones out there that has it all, but there's others that does. So you got to look under the details real closely. KI4LCI portable for ID.
KK4HXB for ID.
Yeah, the 590 is a good radio. So is the 897.
You said 897?
Excuse me.
All mode.
Even though I think it's just HF, 6 meters and HF.
Roger.
Still making them not, but there was an 897D at one time that I believe was all mode, all band, and you could even, it was set up so the way you could even run it on lithium ion batteries, you know, on very low wattage, but whether it's still built now, I couldn't say. An 897D out here at our EOC and our to-go box. We do, and a 7200 out there at the EOC itself.
Checks me as hell. My modulation any better because I've been fooling with some settings. Is that better than what it was?
Like I was before, but I also have a pair of headphones on, so I'll have to turn the volume way up on the radio.
Oh, roger that. I guess I got it squared away.
I was listening, even though I wasn't on at the time per se here, but I was listening when y'all first started talking. And your first transmission to Richard's right, your audio was real low then, but right now everything seems fine.
Oh, roger that. Thanks, Andy.
KK4RQO.
Yeah, what are you doing, little brother?
face with some fried chicken, pound cake, chocolate chip cookies, tater salad, and coleslaw and rolls. And now I'm just sitting back here behind the radio, and the cats are over here crunching on some dry food.
Well, let me get my chopper up. Give me your GPS coordinates, and I'll be there in less than 30 minutes.
Well, if you'd have got a hold of me about an hour ago, there would have been something left. Now there's a few bones from the dog just took care of those.
Oh, roger that. We got Richard and Andy in here tonight.
I told you so many months ago on Simplex on top of Glassy Mountain.
No, I bet that was cool.
I think it was a Summits on the Air activation, if I remember correctly. You was over there and I heard you. Like, no way. So, yeah, that was something else.
I could do it up there, but from here at the home location, it would never happen.
Your question, is the horse pasture closed?
Like everything else, with this 19 business, I really can't tell you for sure, certain or not. This park up here was closed for a good while until the start of this month, and they opened it back up, but there's a lot of limitations to what you can do up here in this park that you can't do anymore that you once could do, so I really don't know what to take.
KK4FTU.
Same on this end. Oh, mercy. Yeah, I got me some new toys. Oh, cat. Lord have mercy, cat dug right inside of my gut. Man, that hurt. Anyhow, yeah, I got a few new toys coming in the mail here sometime next week, week after next, whenever they decide to get here. I got a carburetor screwdriver set coming in. Ordered it on Amazon. It's a 10-piece. This way I can tune up chainsaws again.
I've got a set of those. Mine's only a 4-set, though.
Yeah, 3 is like, I call it a small and a medium. I didn't count the number of spline or whatever, but, and I had one with a triangular, you know, a triangular piece in it. And that's what I started out with, but I lost the big one out of that set. But now that I've got my, got all my ducks in a row, all my crap together. This new set, I'm gonna throw my big bag with my impact gun and all that stuff, and then if I need anything small, by golly, it's gonna stay between these two boxes I got sitting under this desk right. Try this again. Sitting right under the desk next to my radio.
Good to go, good to go. KK4FTU, go ahead, Earl.
How are you guys?
Make sure your cousin has is a good pair of headphones to go with the radio, so when he wants to get into those really distant stations, that are, he can pull them out of the weeds.
Yeah, that's what I got. I got me an old cheap pair of headphones, and I have them on as we speak. And, you know, you can listen a lot better.
Or, I tell you, if you really want to go all out, would I recommend this out in the field? Probably not, but, hey, Andy, to answer your question, yes, they still make the 857, FT857D there. I think the price come down a little bit. I actually looked into that one a few years ago, but, yeah, they still got it out there. I also got the 450D that I use, and pretty much the one I'll probably end up dying with there. But, yeah, if you want to put the money into something that'll last you a lifetime and get some good audio reports and hear, I'd probably go with the Heil Pro 7 there. I don't know if the 857 has box control on it like the 450, but if it does, you put that Heil Pro 7 headset next to that radio. It's a match made in heaven. I tell you, when I get on HF, I can sit there, set the radio up, and holler CQ, and they snap back, and I punch your calls as fast as they can give.
Yeah, I've been looking at a set of those. They're $240.
That's DXers. I just got a pair of cheap over the ear ones that I use, and they they make a big difference just by themselves. So I'm probably going to end up upgrading, but while these still work, I'm going to continue using them.
Oh, yeah, I think mine is like $25. I got a pair of regular headphones that I bought at Walmart and got them plugged in and doing my boom mic.
Larry's got an 857D, but what I was talking about earlier was the 897D. There used to be an 897D. You could take and use it on battery, you know, in the house, on commercial power, or you could run it on lithium ion battery. It had a battery pack with it. Larry, JBQ's got the 857D, 897D, that I don't know if they still make or not.
Good evening, KA2AX2.
Yeah, come on in here, Larry.
Again, KK4FTU.
KK4HXB.
Yeah, good evening, Earl. How you doing this evening?
Just doing lovely. How about you and the wife?
Out here, did you put in a garden this year, Earl?
I did, but the storms washed about part of it away. I still saved my tomatoes and my peppers, and I've got my okra and my beans are coming up pretty good. I got to get down there tomorrow and kind of nurse it back to health.
Well, we haven't had a lot of rain around here since we planted the garden, but it's coming up real slow. Over.
Oh, roger that.
About every evening, but I think the ground has just finally warmed up to the proper temperature for the seeds to germinate, but I don't know for sure. Anyway, I just wanted to jump in here and say hi, guys, and we'll talk to you after a while. I'll be listening, KA2AXQ, clear.
KK4HXB, well, we'll be here.
So, something I heard somebody say is if you dump your dump a cup of coffee in standing water, the mosquitoes won't germinate in it or won't grow in it because they don't like coffee.
What it actually is, it's the oil that's in the coffee beans floats on top of the water and suffocates them.
What are your trees doing? I know you had a bunch of trees you were sprouting up to grow.
14 of them growing in the yard, and I just I ordered some from Florida that are already about 8 inches tall. I got 10 of those yesterday to plant.
What kind of trees are you planting?
Moringa trees, M-O-R-I-N-G-A. It's the fastest growing tree in the world. It grow up to 18 feet in 1 year, and I use it for medicinal purposes, over.
Oh, roger that. I thought you might have been planting some fruit trees, getting you some vegetables and some fruit.
In an organic antenna tree there, as quick as that sucker grows them like them. Dang. Yeah, give it a few years, and you have you a better thing than a tower there.
Hello, Cody. It's KFBKY. What y'all been doing?
They're a tropical tree, so they don't like the winter time, so you have to cut it down in the winter and cover it with mulch, and then the next year it'll grow back up again. Over.
KL4BKY doing pretty good. Come on in here.
Y'all go ahead and carry on. I gotta go ahead and eat my snack for tonight. KI4LZI portable. When I get done, if y'all still in here, I'll be listening on the scanner.
KK4HXB, step threes to you.
See you tonight.
It's FTU, name's Richard. I'm over in Slabtown. I'm one of the guys.
KK4HXB, Earl, I'm up here in Travis Rest.
Y'all been talking about Cody and everybody else?
Just a little of that. Talking about food, talking about medicinal trees, talking about radios, just anything and everything.
That trivia that you're planning on doing to get Paul and Tony back?
Yeah. That's a classified piece of information of which everyone will find out when I'm ready to present it. Roger.
Had a couple bags of seven layer burritos before he does that. KK4FTU.
Look here, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
K4RQO, Earl, on the 147330 over in Tocoa. You know they had the net on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I may have gave you a holler sometimes to, hey, you ought to check in while I'm doing net control. Well, here, about a few weeks ago, they started doing trivia. And my first round didn't go over so well. I did music, mostly 80s and 90s country, some modern country, but mostly stuff I like to listen to, you know, the real country stuff. But in every song I put out there, Paul and Tony, that's N4DME and God, I forgot Tony's call. I'll let McKinney throw that one out here in a minute. Anyways, they would always snap it back. Oh, this artist and that song, this artist and that song. I'm like, okay. So I stepped outside of what I originally started with, which was country, and went into the blues. And I said, okay. Gave some lyrics off. And I said, here's the song and the artist. What year? Paul didn't get that one, but he got close enough. I'm like, oh my gosh. So, yeah. I'm reconfiguring things with something they won't be able to figure out. And I think I've got just the idea, but I ain't going to talk about it till I'm in control here. One day next week.
Odie, for the last time, it's W4DOS. That's Tony's call sign. I mean, geez, it's not easy to remember, but it's really easy. But, yeah. I'm pretty sure Paul can whip your ass, whip you at that trivia when you ever do it.
We shall see.
It's Cody's little evil laugh. Something's up.
I'll give you a little sampler as the old feller by the radio.
He's out of room for a few minutes.
Roger. Well, yeah, we'll call it something good. It might be mechanical. I haven't decided yet. Might be food related. But like I said, it's classified until I decide to bring it there. But, just be forewarned, though. Your house may smell like hair burning in an ashtray when he starts thinking.
Hey, whatever, Cody. Paul can probably whip you at that, but okay. He wants to test his brain, so. And yeah, start out with the evil laugh. That's really, I can't stand it when you do that. Cody's got some up his little sleeve, apparently, because he's got that evil laugh. So, he ain't gonna hear. He's, in the other room doing something. So, you know what I mean by doing something. Yeah.
Roger, well, hey, Earl, Richard, y'all pick one up here from Elmer and give me something to drink. KK4RQO.
Scratch him on the do a sneak attack as he comes back in or leaves the room there.
That cat, well, I got a feeling he needs to get rid of those cats. If he can't handle them, he needs to get rid of them.
I'm back.
Handle cats, two cats, and work on a farm at the same time. Because if you're on the farm, you can't really feed a cat. Because you'll be on the farm too, you'll be busy on the farm. So, yeah, how can you take care of cats and also work on the farm, take care of cows and chickens, and that might be hard.
You tie their tails together and throw them across the clothesline and they'll take care of each other.
KK4HXB, I was going to tell her to put them in a pillowcase.
Right here.
Doubled.
dryer.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Just put them in a pillow case and throw them over the fence line and let them work it out.
What's that monster dog doing you got?
Big, she's about 140.
She was a good-sized dog when I saw her.
No, she's just a puppy. She's 10 years old now.
Well, guys, I'm going to go get me an ice cream, and I'll be right back.
Because after 6 months, they're considered a year old. And then every year after that, they age 7 years as compared to a human. So, let's see, 9 years, 63, that dog would be 64 years old, over.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to tell you what, if my wife stayed on my heels as much as she did, I can walk from one room to the next, and she is on my heels. She'll, at night when we go to bed, she'll lay down on the wife's side for a few minutes, and then she'll come over on my side for a few minutes, and then she'll get back down at the foot of the bed, and then she'll go to the kitchen next to the door.
I've seen her follow you around. That's unique, over.
Get up here one day. I don't know what they was doing. Might have been Duke Power or something up here changing poles or something. And I told them, I said, give you $100 if you'll slap me one time, see what she'll do. And they said, you're crazy.
Oh, it's definitely, yes, sir. That thing would be on you like a bear. Over.
I hope she would. KK4HXB.
Seen her carry landscape timbers around?
I saw her carry a pretty good-sized stick when I was up there. Over.
See her carry most people use for putting in the fireplace for overnight.
She'll carry a 14-inch log 2 foot and run through the backyard with it.
Well, that's like Benjamin Franklin said, speak softly and carry a big stick. Or
if she bit down on your arm, she'd probably break it.
Tremendous power in their jaws, for sure.
I might have got her brother, too. When we found her, it took me 3 years to find her, and we found them out of Pennsylvania. Her and her brother and a guy drove down from Pennsylvania, and we bought her. And I kind of wish I'd bought both of them. But, yeah, she's a big dog, and she's very protective.
Well, there's two kind of shepherds. Now, is that a German shepherd, or is that the other kind, over?
She's a king shepherd.
I'm back.
Those are the ones they use for police dogs.
No, the ones they use for police dogs are regular shepherds. This dog will make a police shepherd look like a puppy.
I know, I've seen it.
Shepherds are like, you can't really get a shepherd because they're expensive.
Talk to us.
Expensive.
KJ2XQ. Lately, I haven't talked to you in 2 months.
Longer than that, Earl. I've been out working in the garden and babysitting some trees here in the grow room. And been doing a lot of videos on YouTube and just horsing around, basically, over.
Excuse me, what kind of YouTubes you doing?
YouTube channel for about the moringa trees and my garden and stuff, over.
You didn't get washed away on that last hurricane, did you? Or a tornado.
Oh, that was about 6 miles from the house. Fortunately, we didn't even feel winds from it down here.
Don't get any up the lake house either. You know, we got a lake house up at Kilwee Keys. And buddy of mine was up there, and he said, no, it just went right over them.
I've seen them go over before. I've never seen one on the ground.
Hey, Cody, you back on here yet?
The green air that they generate when they're going by, or...
Roger that. Last one I actually seen was years ago, and the sky turned green. Have you ever seen a completely green sky?
Well, that means you're very close to the tornado, because what that actually is all the foliage from the trees and shrubs and stuff like this. It just, you know, shreds those leaves, and that's what you see in the air, but it just looks like green air. Over.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I was standing in my front door in my house down in Anderson and seen it. I'm standing there looking at it, and the sky was green.
It's real close. I mean, it's almost on top of you when you're in the green air. But, hey, where's that, the chicken tractor lady? Over.
Didn't get a copy on that.
That girl from, Edneyville or whatever, she had the chicken tractors around her house.
I don't comprehend that. I don't know anything about that. You might have been talking to somebody else.
Long time. I think she's been staying on the Mount Mitchell repeater and the one up in Hendersonville and doing a bunch of HF stuff there again, KK4FTU.
Well, at least she's still in the hobby. I know she used to have a lot of fun with it, and she was learning a lot. I think she won a couple awards for the fox hunts up around North Carolina someplace. Over.
Good at fox hunts. I remember meeting her at the Anderson Ham Fest. She drove a Dodge diesel pickup.
Her. That's definitely her. And I can't even remember her name, but she was a nice lady.
Some kind of a machine shopper done something up there. I don't know.
Cody, you on yet?
KM something.
You doubles. The young lady, go ahead.
Are you back on yet?
Maybe. KK4RQO.
I'm Paul about what you're talking about. The cheerleader gets classified. He's over there saying, y'all can't behave.
I'll give you a little sample of what it could possibly be about. In the movie, or what was the top speed record for the world's fastest Indian? Now, keep in mind, the bike was a 1920 Indian Scout. Okay? So, here's your numbers. A, 101.8. B, 150.9. C, 188. Or D, 201.851 miles an hour.
88, he was chasing a chicken.
He
did. He's right here.
Oh, here's a little sample of what the trivia might be. The world's fastest Indian, 1920 Indian Scout, New Zealand. What was the top speed of the bike? A, 100. B, 150.9, C, 188, or D, 201.851 mile an hour.
I don't know, but I hope it comes with a better antenna or signal. I'm guessing C. Have fun. I'm going to the coffee pot and to the barn fire. It's been a long day, so I'm going to go give Mother Nature some attention. Ha ha. But, y'all kids have fun. N4DME.
Roger. Well, folks, before we carry on with our normally scheduled programming, does anyone else have a guess what the correct answer to that trivia question is?
Somebody else will, I will. It was D.
You've seen the movie.
have to pay attention. I listen more and talk less.
Oh, now I would have known that is someone who's actually seen the movie. Unless you watch the trailers. That would be one reason I'd go over to that neck of the woods and see that bike and see his old, where all the stuff happened at, because, man, that was one incredible. Oh, what incredible feat for a fella who worked out of his shed.
Fixed his tires and filled the cracks in with shoe polish too, don't you?
And actually, I watched a documentary of old Bert on YouTube. I'll find that one again. I'll send it to you through text. It was really cool. This fella went over there on vacation and met up with somebody who actually knew him when the guy was grew up with Bert there. They tell all these stories about this, that, and the other. And this fella was like, yeah, Bert asked him to ride his bike for him when his health got bad enough where he couldn't ride no more. He's like, nope. But if he had him, he probably would have broke that, the numbers in that movie would have been completely inaccurate. From what I understand, because that fella that was telling the story, whether it be Tom Blatter's old Bert,
I got a copy on K2XQ. Can you turn your antenna or something, or boost your power, because you're just about ready to fall out of the repeater up here, over.
Roger, how's that right there, KK4RQF?
You're still right on the fringe.
Southeast.
HQ, I can't even think, but anyway, he's over here in White County, Georgia. He's over here near Cleveland, Georgia. He's farther away than I am. He's probably 45 minutes to the west of me. N4DME.
Well, he's usually booming right in here. I don't know if he's changed his antenna or not, but he's usually booming right in here just as good as you are, Paul.
Roger. Cody, see if you can dial it in while me or some of the other rest of them are talking, but you're about 25% into this repeater. You got a lot of white noise. It sounds like you're an HT over here in Dakota trying to hit it. But, anyway. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He was normally a lot clearer and quieter, but... You know, the atmosphere likes to do strange things, even on VHF, so who knows. But try it again there, Cody, N4DME. Cody, did you make it back in here? Did you move it too far? He's got a... he may have to adjust his bifocals or something so he can see it better. Ha-ha. Anyway, y'all carry on. I'm going to run to the coffee pot. I've had a long day. I've been working hard, so I'm ready to sit down and enjoy nature for a while. So talk to you later, and I'll jump back when I can. N4DME. Ever who's next, go ahead and pick it up.
You have that right there.
Still have a little bit of white noise.
100%, Cody. You're a little bit, but you're better, but not quite.
KK4RQO.
90% now, so you're getting there.
Honey, that's a 55 degrees heading. I just pulled my meter out of the line, so yeah. Alrighty then.
Better than you did, so you made a big improvement. Y'all carry on. Cookie Monster out. N4DME out. Anyway. See you, Tater.
That evil love voice. I mean, Lily, you probably scared someone doing that.
If you didn't know him back in my wild and woolly days of Zello, oh, I had tricks up my sleeve that, well, let's just say he got me on the map.
He got it right or wrong?
See, the first time when I said negative, he's like, oh, it's D. I'm like, let me guess, you seen the movie? He's like, no, I'm like... Yeah. We'll go with something, though. I got old literature up here that I may pull from.
Yeah. He said the reason why he said that is because you're older being slow with the others, and you're being funny with the last one because you were kind of being a little plus the last one a little longer. He said, that's suspicious. I'll go with D.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Well, I have to say that's actually pretty good thinking because most folks are thinking 1920 Indian, world record. Unless you knew it, you probably wouldn't think of a bike that old going that fast. But, yeah. Gotta look that movie up, though. It's really good.
Do if put a couple of pills of nitroglycerin in your fuel tank, KK4FTU.
There you go. If I find out this meter is the reason why my radio's been sounding kind of crappy, I may end up throwing this thing halfway across the yard. I don't know.
That's sit next to that campfire we just did. I swear. I think coffee's done brainwashed them.
Oh, eat no franks and beans before you sing right there. He'll lose what little hair he has left.
Movie Dennis the Menace.
Exactly.
Jack with Robin Williams and Bill Cosby in it there. KK4FTU.
I haven't seen that one.
Robin Williams running for president. I can't think of the name of the movie. But, you know, after he done that, you know, he didn't really live long.
Y'all seen the movie
Fifty
Shades of Grey? What were the main characters' names?
That one is? That's one I have never seen. I never will see under any circumstance, but I would never be able to face the guy that's the hunt club.
You tell me you never seen Fifty Shades of Grey? Gee, you're missing out. That's a romantic comedy. It's by Christian and Anastasia. It's a really, you would say it's a rated movie because of the scenes in it, but it is really, it's a really romantic movie. It is awesome. I have, I'd say, Fifty Shades of Grey, Fifty Shades of Darker, and Fifty Shades of Freed. You have to watch them if you, this movie is literally lit.
Earl Richard, did y'all catch that transmission I just broadcast a minute ago? I just
want to
make sure my radio is still working.
Crack you again, KK4FTU. You sure it's not maybe one of the patch cables or something?
Well, y'all, I'm gonna go out there with Paul and sit by the campfire for a little bit. I'll talk to y'all later. KF4BKY, clear.
Straight to the antenna right now.
But your audio was good when you finally made it in.
I'm gonna go because someone's calling my phone. I think it's Paul. I want me to come outside. So, careful, BKY, clear.
Well, I said about your franks and beans there. We'll leave a light on for you there when you get back. KK4RQF.
I'll probably be on here with Dad in a while, so because I don't go to bed much until he does. So, yeah, I'll try.
Roger. Yeah, Richard, I don't know if you got a good copy on me there or not, but what I said earlier was that that's one movie I have never seen, will never see, but I would never be able to face the guys at the hunting club if I watched it.
They can watch it at the hunting club there, Cody.
Yeah, there's just certain stuff like I just don't. I'll take a John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, Steven Seagal, Jackie Chan any day of the week, but yeah, movies like that. Yeah. It's kind of like Hunger Games and the whole Walking Dead or whatever that kind of stuff has. Just never really appealed to me.
Last Rambo, The Last Blood. That's a good one.
Ivy Leagues cut him short, and he didn't want to take, and, you know, they cut him like 103 minutes, and he didn't get to film the whole thing the way he wanted it, and it really PO'd him off.
pertaining to radios, mountain bikes, or something of interest. And I thought it's one thing. It was a town, I want to say it was somewhere in Arizona, maybe Texas, I don't remember, somewhere over in that neck of the woods, though, that sounded a siren that sounded similar to that siren they used in the movie The Purge, and made everybody crap their britches. And I started laughing. I was like, really cruel, really uncalled for, but my gosh, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall just to see how freaked out them folks got for much of nothing.
Stevens ago, I watched one with John Woo and it called Bangkok Revenge. That's a really good one.
Roger on that. Nothing I'm thinking about doing whenever I get around to putting an actual legit antenna tower out in the middle of the pasture. I think I'm gonna run you know, the higher end coax, but I'm probably gonna run that stuff in conduit and run it underground and I'll end up doing this whole thing right. Don't know if that's a good call or bad call, but that's kind of what I'm considering to make sure the cows don't go messing with it.
There's if it's that way, the back you don't have to worry about the lawnmower or the bush hog getting it either.
So we'll run some conduit up the side of the tower, run my coax down through that. And, of course, the lines for... Well, you know, the other nice thing, I just thought about this. The other nice thing about it is if I do the thick-walled rigid conduit, you know, I probably won't have to get too crazy with it. But if I go that route, then, yeah, I'll never have to worry about replacing coax for good, seal it up at both ends. Keep water and condensation out of it. Yeah, I'll never have to worry about it pretty much for the rest of my days on the radio.
Dang, make sure no moisture gets into it or could be issues. That and vermin. Definitely don't want any vermin getting in there with it.
Well, if I was to put a 50,000-watt amplifier in line, if they want to mess with the coax, I'd say more power to you. But you won't be chewing on that line for long when I throw a dead key.
Maybe he's going to tell me that breeze ears have problems because cats were chewing on your coax there, Cody. KK4FTU.
If I find they've been chewing on the coax, I will personally see to the extermination of them two cats. Yeah. So they better not have even partially done something that stupid.
And a regular household wire, don't you?
Sorry about that there, Richard. KN4UED, I believe it was, KK4QO. Come on in there, Richard. What did you say? I was switching stuff up on the radio and caught something about household wire.
Correct. That's KN4UED, Big Kevin. Right here on Fairview Street, headed toward the house in Fountain Inn here.
Kevin, KK4FTU here. Name's Richard. And Cody, I was talking about you don't want mice and rats like chewing on automotive wire and household wire, don't you?
It's the calcium.
Use peanut oil as a lubricant when they're making the stuff, and so that's why they do that. If you get underground, they don't use peanut oil.
Like, did it?
Oh, you definitely learn something new every day. Yeah, I think it is atmospheric, although the power just don't make sense. But my SFBR is 1.26. Reflected is 0.51. And far out, forward power is 51.567. And rising. Should be about 65 on high power, but, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Richard, you been doing good on that
end? Yard work, trying to get some chainsaws straightened out, getting them running well there.
not wanting to run well, so I got to do some adjusting on them.
Yeah, I had to do that not long ago. I went one set for about a year, and I monkey with it. Now I finally got it running. Now I got to adjust the idle and back down on it because I didn't want to idle. It kept cutting off on me when I turned it sideways, and now it started running good, so I got to readjust the idling screw.
On running it, don't let the gaskets and the carburetor, the diaphragm dry out, and make sure you use non-ethanol fuel in it.
Yeah, non-ethanol fuel is pretty good, but I've been running ethanol fuel on that thing for about 10 years probably. It's been doing good, man. I just left it sitting a little too long, and that's what I've been running at now, non-ethanol fuel. I think it's starting to get back to where it needs to be. It's I think it's an old 28 steel. It's been a good one. That's the one they call the farm boss, the little bitty one. It's got an 18-inch bar on it, but it runs just as good as the big ones did.
Put a bigger bar on it, and it has still have plenty of power, possibly even up to a 24. I don't know about any further than 24 on it, though.
If I put the 20-inch on it, what I've been thinking about doing, or I thought about going to a 24. That's what I used to use back home when we used to do logging with a 066 steel, which is converted to a 990 now, and 24-inch bar. Pretty good.
I've
learned all the tricks over the years of how to make them things cut faster and everything.
Yeah, I used to know a guy that had one, and him and his brother had to go in together to buy it, but they didn't use it too often because they had a, if I remember right, it had a 5-foot bar on it.
Yeah, them things get to be pretty good sized bars. A buddy of mine had one that had a 5 or 6 foot cutting bar on it. And it had a big old handle on the end of it that you hang on to for somebody on the other side to help hold it up.
He had a sawmill, and he'd use it to cut stuff down, and he said, yeah, it didn't get used too awful much because how big it was and how aggravating, but he said he bought it probably about 25 years ago. I think he said he paid well over $1,000 for it.
Yeah, them things is pretty expensive. I know the 066 steel that we used to use, them things was with about, I think they was about $1,100 and some, almost $1,200 a piece.
They run day in and day out, as long as you could hold them up to cut with them, and the chain stayed sharpened, though. KK4FTU.
KBG? Yeah, they made the cut stuff with. That was the main thing. So we cut down some big trees, them things. And they would last a long time, as long as you didn't have one slide off the stump and kill the chains off.
Rip it from a treetop. He's got a couple husks of Varnas, and he likes them, KK4FTU.
Well, husk of Varnas are a good saw, too. I used to use a 288 husk of Varnas, and it was a real good saw. I mean, that was our backup saw, but that's a pretty good saw. I'll tell you another one I think done came a long way too is the Echo. You know, they got a pretty good one out. And McCullough, you know, they done come a long way, man, because those things used to have a stone pump that you had to pump the oil onto the bar with. And that thing was weird. Pretty good saw back in the day. Say 73 is the I'm fixing to roll up here in my subdivision and dropping down that this eel right here, I probably ain't gonna have too good of service down in this hole. Especially when I'm back in the yard under that tree. Because the repeaters to the north, I mean the house will be between me and the repeater, but I'll say 73 to y'all, and nice talking to you again, and just to let y'all know, man, I'm on second shift now. I done changed jobs. I ain't doing garage doors no more. So I'm doing something totally different, man. And that's why nobody don't hear me during the day. If anybody ever asks about me, just let them know that, you know, I'm on second shift. I work from 2:30 to 11 o'clock at night now, so. But I'll say 73s, and y'all have a good one. Have a good weekend. Y'all be safe out there, and I'll talk to y'all again. KN4 UBG, I'll be clear on your final.